When the church's founding Lutherans arrived as immigrants from Norway in 1913, Pastor Mike Schwarty says English was their second language and they had nothing but their faith in Christ and the Bible.
That was 100 years ago, Matt, and now we are a diverse community. We love the Lord and our faith is grounded in the person of Jesus Christ. So there are Asian Americans. My wife is from China. We've been welcomed into the church. There are Tlingit people there. We have people that speak Spanish is the first language and English is their second. So we've grown into a beautiful, diverse community that is united in our love for God and our desire to serve others in this beautiful little town of Petersburg.
The Lutheran Church currently has 265 members. Pastor Mike says about 100 typically attend services on Sundays. The first Lutheran service in Petersburg was held November 23, 1913. The first Lutheran pastor was T.K. Torvalson. Then there was W.J. Makestad, followed by John Flint, S.T. Sidness, Harold V. Assen, and E.S. Tollefson, who served as pastor from 1937 to 1939. Lifelong Lutheran June Vick remembers going to church with her mother every Sunday, and she sat in the same seat she sits in today. Vick says she loves the church, and it's always been there for her. Thinking fondly of former pastors, she recalls Thomas A. Knutson, who took over in 1939.
I remember Pastor Knutson, and he was the nicest man, and he couldn't have church sometimes on Sunday because he had to work in the cannery to make some money. He was very nice, but he cried. He cried through every sermon. It was awful, tears coming down. But he was a nice man, very nice.
It was typical for pastors to hold regular jobs back then, along with their work for the church. Back in 1913, the congregation first held services in the Presbyterian Church on 4th Street. The Lutherans eventually bought that building and continued to worship there until they'd saved enough to build the bigger church, the present-day church, on nearby Excel. Construction began in 1938. The original building was framed by Louis Israelson, Sandra Egger's grandfather. For her, the Lutheran community is a family.
Even though my husband and I were transferred around the state a lot, it was always a Lutheran church we went to, and then came back here in 1980, so it's a family. You just feel, I mean, as long as the ELC part of it, Evangelical Lutheran Church, is just like a family no matter what town you're in. When you attend one of their churches, it's yours for that day.
John Swanson also grew up in the church, and he says it had a big influence on his life, particularly as a teenager.
You know, when you're young, sometimes you, like you say, sometimes you're, you go to church out of protest. Mm-hmm. But when I was young, parents didn't care what you thought about it. You're going anyway.
That's right.
That wasn't even part of the equation.
There was no question.
Swanson recalls Pastor Paul Jordan, who led the church from 1969 to 1976. According to Swanson, he'd been successful in business before becoming a preacher.
I always felt that he could really understand the rest of us. And he'd been there, he'd seen it. And for me, as a teenager, I felt like he could kind of level with what we were dealing with. And he had a family, and it really, it was the tradition of being there and then just him at the right time. It kind of kept you from maybe experimenting too much in your young life. You know, you start feeling like you're got the world by the tails. And so that kind of kept me fairly straight in the time that I probably needed it, just before taking off to college.
Lifelong church member Gerald Lynn grew up in the 30s and learned to sing in the Lutheran choir. For him, music was another important aspect of the church.
And it brought an absolute teacher of music into our school system in town. So between the two, we had big choruses. The church had a 30-some voice choir. And we had 50-some kids in the choir in high school. So it was a big thing to go through the church to learn to sing and so forth. It was fun. I can remember a lot of that.
Lynn recalls the church bringing in excellent singers from out of town and the church choir singing Handel's Messiah. Whether or not they grew up in Petersburg, church members say they found a sense of community there. Charlotte Huizen moved to Petersburg in 1960.
I was raised Lutheran, of course, when I was a child. But when we came to Petersburg, moved to Petersburg, Pastor Luthrow was a pastor. And his wife had been in my nurse training class with me. So I knew her. And it just meant an automatic thinking of joining the church and being a part of it. But it meant a lot to me at that time, having that contact. It made it easier for me, I think, to move into the community, and have always been a part of the church. Yes, it means a lot.
One of the newest members is Kat Jones, who moved to town in 2004 and joined the Lutheran Church just last year. She was drawn by the church's service to those in need.
What really, you know, set it in my mind that this is where I want to belong is that I heard how, you know, people of the church would visit people when they were sick. Pastor Mike was leading Bible studies, not just in the church, but in other places, here at the Manor, for instance, and seeing to it that, you know, he makes time to give communion, especially for the people that can't get to church.
Petersburg's Lutheran Church is celebrating its centennial with events throughout the year. The biggest take place in July and November. In July, there will be visiting speakers, former pastors, and music, along with the town's 4th of July celebrations. The church celebrates the actual day of its founding in November, and that will include a shared service with Presbyterians, a catered dinner, a dramatic retelling of church history, and a fireworks display. The celebrations kick off this weekend with a birthday dinner on Sunday. With a special thanks to Gladys Carter and Sue Paulson for some help with the history in this story, I'm Matt Lichtenstein in Petersburg.